भगवते वासुदेवाय ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय
ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय
ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय
ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय
नारायणं नमस्कृत्य नरं चैव नरोत्तमम्
देवीं सरस्वतीं व्यासम्
ततो जयमुदीरयत् नष्टप्रायेषु भद्रेषु नित्यं भागवत सेवया भागवती उत्तम श्लोके भक्तिर्भवती नैष्ठिकी. This morning we're reading from the Srimad Bhagavatam, third canto, chapter 29, entitled The Explanation of Pure Devotional Service. Text number 35. Bhakti Yogas Cha Yogas Cha Maya Manavi Udirityaha Yayar Ikatare Naiva Purushaha Purusham Rajat Bhakti Yogascha Yogascha
Bhakti Yogascha Yogascha
Maya Manavyudhiritaha Maya Manavyudhiritaha Yayori Katare Naiva
Yayori Katare Naiva
Purusha Purusham Vrajat. So, it is stated in the Upanishads, Nityo Nityanam Chetanas Chetananam Eko Bahunam Yo Vidadati Kaman. There's one amongst all the eternal living beings, there's one supreme eternal. We are known as Chaitanya, not Chaitanya, although that's also there. Chaitanya means consciousness. So we are conscious and the Supreme Lord is conscious. Therefore it is said, Chaitanas Chaitananam. He is the one supreme conscious being out of all the conscious beings. How do we know that Krishna is the supreme? Eko bahunam yovadadati kama. He is maintaining all the others.
Como que a gente sabe que Krishna é o supremo? Ele mantém
understood by modern politicians also. Or businessmen also. They want to control the lives of the people, and therefore they endeavor to control the food supply. Formerly, everyone had a few acres of land and produced their own food and lived and thought independently. But modern businessmen, in collusion with scientists and politicians, have given us factory farming. For example, in America, we have a very big company known as General Foods. And they have purchased huge tracts of land all over the country. And they have big machines that plant the seeds and harvest the crops and package them and present them to us. So because they do this type of mass production, they are able to give lower prices than the individual small farmer. And thus they are able to put small farmers out of business and control the food supply for the people. And in this way, they're able to control people. But ultimately, the supreme controller is Krishna, and he controls even General Foods. Because if there is no rain, their big machines cannot produce anything. So, instead of using our life energy to propitiate materialistic controllers, we we should try to see the real controller behind everything. And satisfy him. It is constitutional. We have to realize in one way or another we are servants. Even Lord Brahma, when he went to meet Vishnu and he tried to gain entrance into Vaikuntha, he was asked, who wants to see Lord Vishnu? So Lord Brahma said, it is his servant Lord Brahma. Then he was asked, which Lord Brahma? So he was shocked. He said, four-headed Brahma, you know, me. But when he finally had darshan of the Lord, he saw that so many other universal controllers were coming to the Lord and bowing their heads down to the Lord. So no matter who we are, what position we hold, how much power we have consolidated, we are still servants. Ekale Ishwar Krishna Ar Sab Bhritya. There is one supreme controller, Ishwara. All the rest are servants. This fact is being explained by Lord Kapila to his mother Devahuti. That all activities are ultimately meant for the satisfaction of the Lord. Poktaram yagya tapasam sarva loka maheshwaram suridam sarva bhutanam gyatvamam shantim mrichati. When we stop foolishly protesting, or when we give up our belligerent attitude and just surrender to Krishna, then we will attain lasting peace.
Quando nós nos rendermos a Krishna, nós acabarmos com a nossa atitude rebelde, nós finalmente alcançaremos a paz eterna.
This is our madness. Ishwaroham, I am the controller.
Aham
I'm bhogi, I'm the enjoyer. Siddhoham, I'm perfect. Balavan, sukhi, I am enjoying nicely, I am very strong. This is our madness. Nunam pramatta gurute vikarma yad indriya pritaya apranoti na sadhu manye yat atmano yamasana piklesha dasha deha. In their madness, pramatta, they commit so many sinful activities and offend the Lord. So, the process to regain our sanity is to connect with Krishna through devotional, loving service. The madness, the ignorance, the stupidity of material life extends into so-called spiritual life. When we think that we can connect with Krishna by some inferior or preliminary process, such as karma yoga, jnana yoga, astanga yoga. Actually, at this point in history, people have very little knowledge of the path of salvation. They don't even have enough common sense to understand the need for self-realization. They think, I want to be happy, but they foolishly identify I with the body. The body is temporary and the material world is full of suffering. No matter what standard you get here, no matter how many cars you get, no matter how much money you get, no matter how much influence you have, it's all temporary. Everything in time will be destroyed. Therefore, we must look beyond this temporary material life. we may satisfy our material desires in a regulated way, but if we think that is the all in all, then we are condemned. We have to ask real questions. What is after death? What is my purpose here? Just because we don't have immediate answers doesn't mean we shouldn't ask the questions and try to make progress. Yam niyamasan pranayam pratyahar dharana dhyana samadhi, the eightfold system, eightfold yoga system. This also bewilders people. Because again, they're not looking what is the ultimate goal of yoga. They're simply thinking, what temporary benefit can I get along the way? For example, people go to yoga classes. Sometimes when we are in third world countries, or let's say countries where they don't have so much freedom of religion, or countries where we are looked upon as some kind of a cult, so devotees generally say that we're not practicing religion, we're doing yoga, bhakti yoga. And then people say, oh yes, yoga, yoga, oh okay, very good. Because they think of yoga as something to help you lose fat, how to develop better health. Whatever. But if you refer to the actual authorities, the scriptures, it is clearly stated that the goal of yoga, Vasudeva Para Yoga, the goal of yoga is to know God. Although there are various preliminary processes, bhakti yoga is supreme. Just by understanding the principle of bhakti yoga, you can see that it is superior. Klesho dikataras tesham avyakta sakta chetasam avyakta higatir dukham dehavad biravapyate. It's very difficult to meditate on something formless. It's simply klesha, simply trouble. But to meditate upon the form of Krishna, we were created in the image of Krishna, as it is stated in the Bible. When you go to sleep at night, you have a dream. So it is purely activity of the mind. The physical body is doing nothing. So whatever you do in your mind's dream of sleep, that is based upon whatever you did in your physical life in the daytime. Generally, people put more importance on the waking state of life. If you win the Brazilian lottery in your dream, there are not many people who will give you money when you wake up. Hey, I won the lottery. I dreamt about it last night. Where's my money now? But because there was a lottery, because there are cars, because there are buildings, in our dream we also see the same things. So in this world we see so much variety, so many forms, and we also have a particular form. So, this is an indication that there is form in the absolute world, in the non-material dream world. Those who see the absolute truth as impersonal, they think that all of this variety, all of these forms, is simply an illusion because they can't connect it with anything spiritually. If I present to you all this morning that for breakfast we're going to have sklombits. Sklombits. None of you will get very excited. If I say pancakes, you might get interested. But sklombits, you have no experience of. So it doesn't do anything to your mind, your imagination. If there is no form in the absolute world, then this world has no meaning either. Brahma Satyam Jagan Mithya. They say that only the absolute world of Brahman is real, and this world is false. But as Prabhupada said, they're very expert in enjoying this false dreamlike world. So they have no information of Purushottam. They have no information of Shyama Sundar. They have no information of Goloka Vrindavan. And it is not possible for them to stretch their imagination to understand Krishna's eternal abode. Panthastu koti shatavat sarasam pragamyo vayor atapi manaso muni pungavanam so pyasti yat prapadasimya avichinchitatve govindam adi purusham tamaham bhajami. Even though they may practice their meditation for millions of lifetimes practicing pranayama, they can't understand Krishna. So, Krishna himself defines how he can be known. Bhaktyamam avijanati yavannaschasmi tattata. I can only be known in truth by my devotees. So we are parts and parcels of Krishna. It is our self-interest to serve him, just like the hand's business is to feed the stomach. The stomach will nourish all the parts of the body. So we are meant to dovetail everything in Krishna service. Bhakti Bhakti Yoga is not easy, but it is the easiest. So we'll stop there.